Now back to Cap and Haw on WGNplus.com and CSN Chicago.
For the last week or so, John and I had our exit player interviews, and we had organizational meetings where we evaluated everything and we took a look at how we thought we could improve. When those meetings ended, we made this decision that we needed to make a change in the coaching position. I don't want to get into the specifics or the details of everyone, but as we came out of those meetings, it was our decision, again, that we felt a change was needed in order for us to continue to move forward.
Gar Forman on Thursday at the United Center talking about firing Tom Thibodeau. Cap and Haw, Jim Latta in for the Cap Man on CSN Chicago and WGNplus.com. We're talking about Tom Thibodeau, the Bulls, their decision to get rid of the coach after 5 years and the way that they did it and some of the expectations about what is next and who will be the next coach. We bring in Will Perdue, the former Bulls center and the analyst for CSN Chicago. Good morning, Will. How are you?
Good morning, Dennis. Jen, good to hear your voice.
Oh, thanks. Good to see you.
So, Will, when you watched yesterday and when you reflect back at the 5 years that Tom Thibodeau coached the Bulls, what will be the lasting impression you have of the Tom Thibodeau era, and how would you evaluate, I guess, if you want to call it, for lack of a better term, his legacy?
Well, for me, I kind of look at it as the word that comes to mind is unfortunate. You think about the direction that this team was going, the aspirations that they had, and then Derek gets hurt against Philadelphia. And I don't want to say it was a downward spiral from that point on, but it seemed like from that point on it was always an uphill battle, and not just on the basketball floor. There seemed like there was always animosity. There seemed like there was always distractions. And I think a lot of that came to fruition in that press conference yesterday. And even more so when you read the specific wording of Reinsdorf's press release. And that's unfortunate because of, I thought overall, considering when you take everything into consideration, I thought, Tom did a great job. Unfortunately for him, there was a guy in the Eastern Conference by the name of LeBron James, and he constantly butted heads with him, and he constantly lost. And there's been many people in this league that had to deal with that on numerous occasions, and that's Charles Barkley. You talk about Karl Malone. You talk about Brad Doherty with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Unfortunately for all those guys, during their time frame, there was a guy by the name of Michael Jordan in the league.
That's a good point. I think the LeBron James factor is big. But, Will, I want to get back to what you alluded to, the Jerry Reinsdorf release and how pointed it was. And I know you're in a tough spot. You played for the Bulls. You're a former Bull, and now you work at Comcast Sportsnet. Jerry Reinsdorf is the greatest owner probably Chicago has ever seen in sports. And yet I don't think it makes him immune to criticism, and that's what we're doing here. I'm criticizing the way that this was handled because I felt like it stood out because of its rarity and how he took this opportunity to criticize and take a shot at Tom Thibodeau on the way out. It was uncharacteristic, but I wondered, in your experience as a former Bull, as a former Reinsdorf employee, how rare was it for him to do that, and what was your reaction when you saw the way that this was handled?
Well, I think there's fault all around. There's fault within the Bulls organization. I think there's fault within, Tom Thibodeau. Hindsight's 20/20, and I think everybody would step up and agree with that. I was a little surprised by, as you just mentioned, the specific and pointed wording, in that press release. But I also don't think it basically just faulted Tom Thibodeau. I mean, as I read it, I looked at it as, some of the wording as far as open communication, turf. I probably read it 4 or 5 times because it wasn't just like, standard press release. This is what's going on. It was like, man, that's an interesting choice of words, how things are written. But the one thing I'll say about Jerry is that, he's pretty straightforward. And if he has a fault, it would say that he's loyal. And anybody that questions that can talk about how, you know, the loyalty he had to Jerry Krause and what that got him, six championships. And I think now the loyalty he has to John Paxson and Gar Forman. And the question is this a repetitive behavior? Because it seems to be a common thread towards the end of coaches' reigns here in Chicago, or is this just a coincidence? And I just, the one thing, as you pointed out, maybe the greatest owner of all times, but, you know, I always knew that Jerry loved baseball, and he would do whatever it took to win a World Series. And he's done that, and he continues to try to do that. I wasn't all, and I don't want to say I wasn't convinced he wanted to do that with the Bulls, but we always know his love of baseball. But I think he also has realized that, you know, it's not just cool to own the Bulls. It's also necessary to try to continue to win championships, and I think that he continues to try to do that, especially since he's already won six. He wants to get back and win more.
Will, you've been around enough coaches during your playing career and now during your broadcasting career, certainly. A lot has been made about Thibodeau's personality and the way he went about his job, almost single-mindedly. What role does the politician play in the NBA? Certainly at the college level where you're trying to convince recruits to come to your program and all of that, but what role does it play in this environment?
No, it's huge because it's you have to deal with it. That's probably one of the reasons up to this point I really haven't gotten into coaching. I've had numerous opportunities, but it's just like, man, dealing with the politics is such a pain in the butt. But it's just, it comes with all the positions, the head coaching position, the assistant positions, dealing with management, dealing with fans, dealing with players. And I will say this, the mentality of players now has changed. And it's not what it used to be. I mean, I just, you know, to stand behind Thibodeau, you know, when he talks about, and I look this up, you know, look at the minutes that Michael and Scotty played. I mean, Michael was 38, 39, 38, 39. And no, I don't remember anybody ever criticizing Phil Jackson about, oh, man, you're playing Michael and Scotty way too many minutes. But the mentality of the player has changed. The outlook of the player has changed. I'm not saying that they're not as good. But I think we all agree that the players now are a lot more athletic and a lot better than when I played. But it just seems like the mentality is, and I'm not saying they're not as tough, but just how they approach things is different. And I think that coaches, unfortunately, have to adapt to that, because at the end of the day, as we see here, if players don't produce, who goes first? Most likely the coach. And if a new coach comes in and a player doesn't produce, then they get rid of the player. But it's the coach that goes first.
Absolutely. And I think Tom Thibodeau needs to evolve as a head coach. And I think that was one of the faults. And one of the things that you would think, or you would have hoped before this all happened, that they would be able to communicate that to him and both sides would come to some sort of compromise so they could get along for the good of the organization. That did not happen. And now the coaching search has begun. Will Perdue joins us for another couple minutes here on the Cap and Haw Show. Jen Latta in for the Capman. So the next step, Will, it looks like Fred Hoiberg is, you know, maybe the only legitimate candidate out there. It looks like it is his job if he wants it. The reports are, whispers are that he would want this job. What kind of coach would the Bulls be getting? What is your familiarity with the Fred Hoiberg, and how does he fit the model, the guy who will be the communicator, the open-minded guy, the affable one, more so than Tom Thibodeau was?
Listen, I was very fortunate that Fred and I became good friends when he came to the Bulls from the Pacers. And the easiest thing to say is you're probably going to get a Steve Kerr. But you're going to get a guy that has coaching experience. Steve Kerr had no coaching experience. There's a lot of criticism thrown at the Golden State Warriors for why would you fire a guy in Mark Jackson who's had considerable success for a guy that's had no coaching experience whatsoever, has no record, you have no idea what he's going to do. But yet we all agreed that, you know, from an intellectual standpoint, he truly understands the game. So you felt that he would adapt, but nobody felt he would adapt as quickly. One thing is, I think you've seen is the success that Fred Hoiberg has had at Iowa State, his ability to communicate with players, his ability to adapt quickly. And when I mean that, I mean he got to Iowa State and he realized that, hey, I can't just go out and recruit certain players. I got to take JUCOs. I got to take transfers. And he was willing to do that right off the bat to make that program relevant immediately. And that's one of the things when I say the ability to adapt, that I think that Fred can adapt to pretty much any situation that's thrown at him. You know, I was fortunate enough to cover the Big 12 tournament a couple times and, you know, kind of rekindle that friendship and just talk to him about the heartaches of, you know, what it is to coach, what it is to lose. And, you know, it's one of those things after those conversations, I walked away and I said, you know, I think Fred was built for this. This is what he is, but he also has that persona, that personality that comes across as very easygoing, but he's very competitive. But I think he can also be a guy that can not only relate to players, but I don't know if placate's the proper word, but, you know, as maybe Jen just used the word politics, be able to, you know, deal with management.
Play the game.
Exactly. As long as they give him the necessary means to win. And I think that was an argument that Tom Thibodeau always had. He felt that he wasn't given the necessary means because he felt there were restrictions, whether people want to talk about minutes restrictions, trades, whatever it may be. I don't think he felt that they were always 100% behind him.
Well, I think that most believe that Thibodeau will not be unemployed for long should he choose to not enjoy some time off in the near future. What would you say we've been talking about the politicking. Do you think that the Bulls as an organization carry this, that they the reputation has suffered because of the way this was handled, or do you think that it just kind of blows past and once again, winning cures all, no one's talking about this if they return to the playoffs and get to the finals?
Well, I think much like the Golden State situation, what if, you know, hypothetically speaking, what if Steve Kerr does, you know, they just don't do that well this year? There's going to be a lot of criticism. So whether it's Fred Hoiberg, regardless of who it is, if they don't do better than they did this past year, I mean, isn't that the whole idea?
Yeah.
If you're going to get rid of somebody, it's because you feel like you can bring somebody else in that's going to do better, that's going to take you to the next level. You know, one of the statements I made about Steve Kerr, he's gotten that other 20-25% out of those players to not only get them to the Western Conference Finals, which have been an improvement over what they've done in years past, and now the finals, which nobody would have predicted. But at the same time now, is Hoiberg that guy, or whoever they bring in, is it that individual that now takes what Tom Thibodeau has? Because much like Golden State, this is a good team. This is, in my eyes, still a contending team, and not just because they're in the Eastern Conference. But it is that next guy going to be the guy that can now not only take him to the Eastern Conference Finals, but take him to the finals? And if he doesn't, there will be some criticism. There will still be some lingering feelings about, you know, how all this happened.
Will, thanks for your insight. Appreciate the look at the Thibodeau firing and also your thoughts on Fred Hoiberg, former teammate. Appreciate that. And have a great weekend.
All right. Now, I got a question for you. Is there nothing Jen can't do?
Exactly. She's a consensus builder. She's doing corporate seminars. She can sit in for the cat man. Beer money, Bears, socks, whatever you want. She can sit next to Melty. Woman of many talents.
Thank you. Thank you, Will.
She's a snappy dresser, but what does she wear on the radio?
as nice as I wear in studio, I'll tell you that. I've got Converse on right now.
Thanks. Oh, you're not wearing the 5-inch heels? Come on.
I only do that so that I can talk to you eye to eye. And even then, I struggle.
Thanks, Will.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
You too. Take care. Will Perdue, CSN Chicago analyst and fashion connoisseur.